Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we heard in today's gospel that the answer to the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life, is summed up by our Lord in the parable of the Good Samaritan. To treat others with mercy, if we want to take this phrase from the mouth of the scholar of the law, which of these three, in your opinion, was the neighbor to the victim, the one who treated him with mercy? And our Lord says, go and do likewise. The mercy then displayed by this Good Samaritan and not displayed by those who were actually closer to the victim in terms of culture and ethnicity. They're presumably all of the tribes, belong to the tribes of Israel, whereas the Samaritan is an outsider. But the two closer to the victim by blood and by culture and faith, being all Jews, they don't have compassion on the man who's beaten and bleeding, lying in the street. And the Samaritan does. So some key components about this kind of mercy is compassion, a willingness to go the extra mile, so to speak, at one's own expense to care for a stranger. That's what the Samaritan did for this man. And it's not simply a feeling sorry for somebody. It's taking effective action to secure the good for that person without consideration of some benefit for oneself. Mercy has been talked about a great deal in recent times, and rightly so. Our Lord wants us to know of His mercy for us and wants us to be His mercy to others. His mercy for us He revealed in a special way in the last century to Saint Faustina, who wrote about it extensively in her diary and from which comes this devotion to the divine mercy. We pray the rosary, and in the rosary we are studying Christ at the school of Mary. And so the sorrowful mysteries are particularly instructive, for there we see the mercy of Christ for us, who laid down His life, who was willing to suffer and die a painful and humiliating death that we might live. And so He tells us, if we want eternal life, we must learn to treat others with mercy. However, there's been quite a distortion in the minds of many about what this mercy is, which in many cases sounds a lot like permissiveness. Don't judge others. Well, we know that's what the Lord says. Don't judge others. In other words, don't presume to be able to say whether that person is destined for hell or not. No, we're not judging the interior state of a person's soul, but behaviors have to be put in a category, good or bad, if they're at all meaningful. Every human action has a moral implication to it. And so a false kind of mercy wishes to excuse everything without instructing the ignorant or admonishing the sinner. And we hear the danger of that underscored emphatically in this first letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. He says, there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we preached to you, let that one be accursed. And he says that not just once, but twice. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. So, that's a condemnation of anyone who would distort the gospel. And distorting the gospel doesn't mean just changing some words and altering a doctrine. The way St. Paul has said it is, I'm amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, not that there is another. The one who called us by the grace of Christ is God Himself, the Father, who sent that Son to us for our sake, that we might be saved. And to forsake any of His words is to forsake Him. So, brothers and sisters, we must be merciful if we wish to receive mercy. But the kind of mercy and compassion that we are to exercise includes the concern for another's mortal soul and the conviction and faith that only in Christ can they be saved and can we be saved, and we have to be faithful to everything He teaches. So as we hear proposals of changing the way the church thinks about sin, adultery, fornication, unnatural sexual unions, a flag should go up. That doesn't sound like the gospel we have received. And rather than get angry and condemn individuals, we should ask ourselves, well, how can we be merciful in this situation? And it seems to me the only way is to be faithful to Christ, to proclaim His truth, and then be willing to accept the hostility that that will draw upon us. As Jesus was willing to accept hostility for proclaiming the truth and for our salvation and our sake. So, brothers and sisters, in this month of October, month of the Holy Rosary, let us really dedicate ourselves to praying with earnestness to Our Lady. Yesterday was the conclusion of the 54-day novena that began on the Assumption, and a nationwide action of prayer took place, Rosary coast to coast, to pray God to renew our culture. And He will, through the intercession and graces obtained for us by Our Lady, using us as His instruments, first through our sacrifice of prayer and worship, but then also through our faithful witness. And in that way, we can practice compassion and mercy for others who may be straying from the path of salvation by believing strange doctrines. And the Lord will sustain us. Our Lady will help us be courageous and give us light. Let us hold on to that rosary as the chain that binds us to her and to Christ. And may God bless America and all of us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.